Welcome to Planet 2.0 Radio.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is your host, founder, creator of Planet 2.0 Radio. Just want to give everyone a nice and warm welcome for everyone who's a new listener, returning listener, any type of listener. So guys, today, this week's podcast is going to be a little bit different. It's going to be about how my weekend went and some thoughts about it. Because I had a pretty awesome and busy weekend. But hey, let's begin. So, this weekend I traveled up to Dallas, Texas. D-Town! That's right, Dallas, Texas. All the way to Dallas, Texas. They had a sports event called Europa, which I think they have once a year. And they have different events like bodybuilding competition, powerlifting competition. They have jiu-jitsu grappling tournaments, judo tournament, MMA tournament. I mean, they have taekwondo tournament. They have sports, nutrition supplements, as well as different types of booths and stands that you can actually try out stuff. Oh, and also they've got CrossFit competitions, which is really great. So this weekend I traveled up there because I went there about two or three years ago, and I really liked the weekend convention that they had. I learned about new companies, a couple of new companies that had sports nutrition supplements. I got to try a bunch of new supplements that I don't normally try, like, for instance, different types of whey protein, different companies. I get to try them out and see which one I like the best. I actually went up with my girlfriend this weekend. And we both purchased, there's like a gallon of egg whites, because I remember like 3 years ago when I looked this company up, yes, they were legit, and the first thing I typed in, every time I type in buy egg whites online, is this company, and I was like, you know what, to hell with this, we're gonna purchase two gallons of egg whites, two different cartons, because they had a special, so I was like, why not? And so we ended up purchasing about two canisters of 2 gallon egg whites. And I think it's great because I want to try out my diet, change it up, see how it works or how I can work it in with my diet. Maybe have it pure and just drink it straight early in the morning for breakfast. Who knows? I'll have to wait and see. But I'm excited. I know my girlfriend's excited about that. But What was really the highlight of the weekend, besides everything that went on, of course, I saw a bunch of competitions. My favorite was every time I got to see little kids competing. And no, I'm not a pedophile or anything like that. No, I just think it's really cute to see little kids competing and see how they do, because I think little kids are munchkins. I think they're great. I think they're cute. And to see them compete and put it all out in the line, or on the line, I think it's great, because whatever they learn in class, either taekwondo or grappling or wrestling, I also saw wrestling, whatever it might be, they put it out all on the line and they go for it. And some of them don't really go for it, and they don't really do well or succeed well, or they cry after the fight because they didn't really do much. But others really try hard, and I think it's absolutely beautiful, because it shows how much of, I would say, a martial artist, or as well, how dedicated they are. Because, look, they train for a certain amount of period of time for this event, and boom, they put it out all on the line, and they go for it. For instance, I saw this one time, during the weekend, I saw a guy who looked really heavy set. He looked like he had a really nice chest, but he was really big, and he bench pressed close to 900 something pounds, I think that's what it was, and then eventually tried breaking the world record, which I didn't get to see, but I don't know if he ended up breaking it. And I thought it was great, because look, he ended up bench pressing, this was powerlifting, ended up bench pressing 900 some like 8 pounds. I was like, oh my god. My girlfriend was next to me saying, wow, the guy could just like curl one of us in his hand, just like And I'm just sitting there thinking, this guy must be juicing. If they don't test these guys, I'm just like, this guy must be taking some steroids or something. I mean, this guy was big. I'm talking about really, not like, he was like chunky, but at the same time, he looked fit. If you kind of get where I'm going. But I really enjoyed the weekend. Besides everything that I saw, I really enjoyed the weekend. But this is going to be the highlight of my weekend. I was sitting there watching the little kids fight in Taekwondo in their tournament, and those kids actually go hard. They actually hit really hard. I was actually shocked because I didn't remember watching Taekwondo a long time ago. I did it for a little while. I didn't really compete in it. I never got my black belt. Never did. I did like a couple classes, but I didn't realize that they actually go really hard by hitting each other. And I was sitting there and. No one, and there was a couple of people in front and behind me, and I saw a cookie in front of me, like a big cookie, and I wanted to take it because it was wrapped up. It was a really big cookie. It looked really delicious. It was on the floor, and looked like no one had claimed it, but I didn't want to. I actually wanted to take it for myself, and you know what? I sat there, and I started thinking to myself. I thought back to a time period in my life where I got something stolen of mine. And I was in high school, and I made a really stupid decision once. I remember this was in ninth grade, and I was actually sitting there thinking of this. I was in ninth grade, and I remember I had, at that time, it was an Xbox. It wasn't the Xbox 360, it was the original Xbox. And I had a whole bunch of games on it. My parents, I guess, had spoiled me. And plus, I worked a little bit, so I spoiled myself with games. And I had a bunch of games. And I put it all in a nice case, in a nice binder, in a nice binder case where it can hold CDs. And I don't know, maybe I had like 20 or 30 or maybe even 40 of them. I don't remember. I think it was maybe like 30 or 40 games. And I brought it to school once. And I went to a ghetto high school. And it was just a really bad decision of mine that day. And I got distracted once. And some guy ended up actually stealing all of those games. And it took me back to a time in my life where I realized, you know, there are bad people out there. And I don't want to, I actually thought to myself, I was like, I could take this cookie now. This might be somebody else's. And I take it, and then they might come back and they'd be like, where's my cookie? And I thought to myself, that's the same thing that kind of happened to me in a way, where I was distracted for a few seconds, the bell rang, and you know, all my games were gone. I mean, I was a video game nerd when I was younger. But not so much anymore, and but it took me back to a time in my life where it really was challenging for me, and I know especially high school is challenging for a lot of people, but high school in general, I got something stolen every year, and it was really sad. No matter how careful I watched my stuff, something got stolen. I remember, you know, ninth grade, a whole bunch of games of mine got stolen, which is stupid of me to actually do that. I think it was 10th or 11th grade, I got a calculator. It was like a Texas TI 83 or something. It was like a special edition. It was silver. It was nothing different to the other calculator. It was just silver. It costed a little bit more, not much more. And it got stolen in my math class. And then, I don't think anything actually got stolen my 11th grade year. But I remember my 12th grade year was the worst. I actually had a whole bunch of friends of mine. I had a group of three friends. It was me and about three other artists. And we had a history class together. And what happened was my 12th grade year, I had an iPod of mine stolen out of my bag. It was, like, legit stolen out of my bag whilst I was in class. And it was really moving for me because I had friends in that class that I really trusted and people that I really trusted a lot. And I knew it had to have been one of my friends because those were the only people that saw my bag. The last people that actually saw my bag that day. And it really took me by surprise. And I got my iPod stolen. It wasn't one of the big iPods, but it had my music on it. And I invested money in it. I bought this myself. I worked really hard. And this was 12th grade year. And it got stolen. And sitting there looking at that simple cookie made me think about this. And I realized, you know what? I shouldn't stoop down to that level that the people did back in that day. Because I know that I'm more than just better than that. And I know that there is such thing as karma. And karma is really mean when it gets you back. And I just left it there. I ended up leaving it there. I didn't want to take it. I ended up leaving it there. And I had a great weekend. And I got to learn or actually taste different types of supplements. I tasted so many different types of whey protein and little bars that by the time I finished walking around, my stomach was full of all these supplements. It was nice at the same time. Very energizing because there were other supplements that had like caffeine in it. So I was like feeling like I was ready to work out and go and go and go. But at the same time, it was a great weekend overall. I saw also one of my old friend's brothers that I went to high school with. I used to get in trouble with his brother. And he was competing in like a bodybuilding competition bodybuilding. It was like showing off their body. I'm not sure what position he took, but I know he won an actual trophy. So he must have won something. As soon as I walked in, that was the first thing that I saw was him on stage. I was like, oh my god, I know that guy. So I thought it was great. And I actually laughed because at the same time, not more than about 15 minutes later, I ended up bypassing a guy I ended up competing in judo with. I was like, I know that guy. I competed with him. And I saw him. And he was there. And I thought he was great. And the weekend was great. And like I've said. And there's many different types of things I saw. And also, I got to taste some great before workout proteins, a couple of them. And and another thing, my girlfriend leaned over to me and we bypassed a woman that was a little bit shorter than me, and she had huge muscles and was really tan. She actually looked orange, and my girlfriend said she looks like she could actually have like cancer of some sort because her skin was so dark. I actually laughed because I knew it was a spray-on tan. And because most people don't know these things. And it was a spray-on tan. And some people actually go into the booths and do the whole entire tanning thing, which is also very dangerous for your skin. Because a certain amount of UV rays is also very dangerous for your skin. And if you guys don't know this, there's a lot of bodybuilders that's a spray-on tan to defy the muscles more. And she made a joke, that it was like a buff Oompa Loompa. So, some people are really short, and they look good. They look really good, and not with the hair, but I'm just saying in general with the muscles and everything. But yeah, the weekend was great overall, and I just want to let you guys how my weekend went. And hopefully the next podcast will be something completely different, just like it always is. And I hope you guys enjoyed the show, and we'll see you next time. This is Darren, your host, founder, and creator of Planet 2.0 Radio. See you next time.
Fuck.